And we return to When Worlds Collide. We're going into the second hour of this two-hour show. It's on live, at least it's live most Tuesdays. And it goes from 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Central every Tuesday. I try to keep it live. Once in a while, we do a repeat show. And this week, however, we're live. We've been talking with Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps in Mission, Texas, getting very up to date topical information on how the Minuteman Group monitors the border to help the Border Patrol do their job, undermanned and understaffed as they usually are. And we've so far covered the realities that sometimes, at least indirectly, due to the Minuteman Group's activities, because they disrupt the flow of things, the flow of illegal crossings, sometimes that helps enable the Border Patrol to capture storehouses of drugs, cocaine, and things of that nature. And it just puts a dampening effect on the flow of human trafficking and drug trafficking and whatever else may be going on. Joe, the reports that we hear, and sometimes it's secondhand and hearsay information, but I know that it's often real, of those who cross the border actually assaulting or burglarizing ranches, or sometimes breaking and entering into warehouses and ranches and even private homes. Has that happened in the recent years that you've been on the job here in Mission? Have you heard much of this sort of thing where ranchers have had their property trespassed upon or worse?
Yes, I was with the two newspaper reporters from Victoria yesterday. We were talking, well, they were interviewing this landowner that owns most of the land that we patrol down here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us it's almost a weekly thing that they catch them in their storage buildings or, you know, trying to steal food or stuff. Sometimes they have women come up to their home, you know, that are scared, and a lot of these women are under 20 years old, he says, and they're alone. Some of them are barefoot, and they're just, you know, they want help.
Right, yeah.
They haven't had a lot of vandalism.
I see. So mostly trying to take food or maybe steal things that maybe could be sold or somehow bartered.
Oh, yeah, they'll be in the buildings trying to be warm.
Or just to get shelter.
Yes.
Now, this person that the Victoria reporters interviewed is from Mission, this landowner?
Yeah, Victoria Advocate was the newspaper.
Right. And the person they interviewed is from the Mission area?
Yes, his family has owned this ranch or this farm since 1918, I believe he said.
Oh, so it's like a third or fourth generation.
Yes.
Interesting. I'll have to check out the Advocate and see what they have about this. That's a newspaper I'm familiar with. I know some of the people there up in Victoria in Ron Paul's congressional district. Of course, Ron Paul being a Texas congressman who's in favor of much stricter border patrols and controls, and certainly does not like the fact that illegal aliens put such a heavy toll on our medical system and on our welfare system and things of that nature and so on and so forth. Has the economic situation in the United States changed anything in your view? I often wonder if, well, we have some messages coming up. We'll get this question after these messages, Joe. Think about it. If the United States economic decline has brought about any relaxing in the illegal crossings, but we'll be right back to address that after these messages.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And we continue with When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We're still talking with Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps based in Mission, Texas, doing its October monitoring to help the Border Patrol. And before we get into that, I'll mention that in these tough economic times, consider calling the Republic Trading Group for investments in precious metals, gold, and silver. That's the Republic Trading Group. Call 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898, or go to republicbroadcasting.org and look up the Republic Trading Group. Tell them you heard it on the Mark Anderson When Worlds Collide show, and they can help you convert some of that IRA or 401k money into gold or silver to protect it during these strange economic times that we live in. And speaking of the American economy, I had asked our guest Joe just to give me his opinion at least here. Do you think, Joe, I'm sort of throwing this on the table, do you think there's any truth to the possibility that illegal immigration might decline if people on the other side of the border perceive that our economy is not what it used to be?
No, I don't think that's going to slow it down at all. Anytime politicians mention the word amnesty, you know, it's just an automatic signal. They come over more and more. All they have to do is hear that word, amnesty.
And so
they increase the trafficking.
Right. So they have other fish to fry, in your view, then, that whatever the opportunities may or may not be here is not so important.
Well, yeah, the jobs are still here. You know, even though the economy is slowing down, the jobs are still here, the construction jobs, the ranching jobs, you know, the farming and all that.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just here. They, you know, they come on over here, and then they can end up in New York, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin. They're in every state of the union.
Yeah, I had
I don't like it. They're not paying taxes. You know, they're not a part of our country. They just want to take, and not become American.
And the vast majority of them, when they do find employment, are paid cash, correct?
They're paid cash, and most of that money goes back to Mexico in a money order or wired.
Right, remittances, I think they're called. Yeah, that I've heard that's the second or third highest form of revenue for the country of Mexico is remittances from the illegal aliens.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's got to be in the millions or even billions of dollars every year or so. And it also occurred to me, I wondered if high fuel prices might prevent them from going as far north as they used to go.
Well, right now, gas here is $2.40 a gallon.
Yeah, I was just about to say it's dropped down to less per gallon than it was a year ago.
Yes.
So that if that was true before, it's not going to be true anymore. And maybe it never really was that big of an issue where transportation costs to go further north in the U.S. might have been prohibitively high. They certainly aren't anymore. Well, I guess to summarize what we've talked about, you're keeping your eyes and ears there, using even night vision equipment to assist the Border Patrol, which has, 300 and some agents between Brownsville and Laredo. It's a big area. This is your third or fourth year watching about a 40, 45-mile stretch in the Mission, Texas area. And is it true, Joe, that just about without question, every time the illegals try and cross and they see someone from your group, that they will turn around? Do they ever just keep doing what they're doing and ignore you, or do they invariably turn around and go back?
Occasionally, if they're in the river, they will turn around and go back. But we have been, say we're a half mile from the river, we've had them walk right in front of us. You know, we're sitting there at night, you know, three, four people by the car.
Mm-hmm.
With the night vision and stuff, and we see them coming, and we call them in, and they walked, you know, 10 feet in front of us. Didn't say a word, just kept on walking.
I see. So you're...
Maybe they didn't know who we were.
Oh, I see. They may not always be aware that you're, quote-unquote, watching the border.
Right.
They might just think you're hanging out.
Right.
I see. So if they come close to you within 10 feet, let's say, that's not as big of a deal. You're not moving. They come to you. You're not making an effort to get that close to them.
No. We don't attempt to get close to them at all. These people I'm talking about, we saw them coming from a couple hundred yards away with the night vision. You know, we saw them coming, and we noticed they were just what we call the poor people. You know, the travelers. We call them travelers.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a organized group. You know, they were just three guys walking, and they, you know, they came from the river, the woods right by the river, so we're pretty sure they came across there.
So they're still wet? Their pants are still wet?
A lot of times they put a change of clothes in a trash bag.
Oh.
And you know, tie it up, and then when they use that trash bag as a flotation device.
Oh.
To get across the river, and then when they get across, they just dump their wet clothes, because we go out there and we can see, I can show you lots of places where there's wet clothes on the ground. Torn up trash bags, inner tubes, stuff like that. Right now the grass is really high, so they've had a lot of rain here.
Right. Now heavy rain, they're gonna hold off, I imagine.
Yeah, and like I said, the river is real high and fast right now because of the flooding in West Texas.
And that's gonna make
that
it
has
more
slowed down the traffic in our eyes.
Right. It's obviously gonna make it more treacherous.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's why, and there's people that bring them over in boats. You know, we watched a truck pull up to the river on the other side, take the boat out of the water, out of the truck, you know, put it in the water, and they run them across, and then they go back and put the boat back in the truck, and they're gone.
Hmm.
So they're making a living off of it, too, over there.
Right, yeah, somebody's brokering the crossings on that side as well as this side, and
yes,
in transit.
Yes, and they communicate by cell phone. You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, everybody's got a cell phone these days, even the most Hoboken, poor, destitute person. It seems like if they have anything, they have that.
Yes.
Now, so you you're getting a lot of compliments from the Border Patrol. They really see you as being those extra eyes and ears because they can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
Has the relationship steadily improved with the Border Patrol over the last 3 or 4 years that you've been in mission?
Yes. A lot of them give us, myself and my assistant that lives down here, they've given us their personal cell phone numbers.
Very good.
And just early this morning, my assistant was talking to one of those agents, and he wanted to tell us, he called us and wanted to tell us that they had a shootout in one of the areas that we operate in last night.
Mm.
Assuming it was drug runners, you know, the people that are just trafficking people, they don't really have too much in the way of shootouts and stuff. They do have high-speed chases and things like that.
But when it comes to drugs?
When it comes to drugs, these guys, the drug cartels over there, are well-armed.
And you heard that the Border Patrol had a shootout last night?
Yes, in one of the areas that we have a line, and we were on it just a few days ago in the middle of the night. We didn't see anything that night, but they come in the daytime, nighttime, you know.
So it was when the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps just didn't happen to have anyone in that area.
Right. We were on a different line last night.
Right. And by line, you mean a specific zone or?
Yes, a dirt road.
Dirt road.
The river is usually a line.
Oh, it's referred
and
to as a line.
And we have GPS coordinates on it, and, you know, we go out to the same spot different nights. We try to be everywhere all the time, but.
Now, is the news that anyone was hurt in that exchange of gunfire?
Well, we haven't heard it in the news. It may be on our 12 o'clock news, our local news here today. I'm not sure. But this was just word of mouth from the Border Patrol agent.
Right. And they largely just carry a sidearm, right? Pistols for the most part.
Pardon me?
The Border Patrol agents, I'm sure they have rifles, but...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they do. And occasionally they operate on foot. They'll put several agents into a wooded area, and those agents we have come in contact with. Sometimes it's a little spooky when they sneak up on you at night.
Sure.
But they are carrying a rifle, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's even possible for a more sophisticated group to impersonate Border Patrol agents.
Well, we've never run into that.
Yeah, I'm surmising. That's purely speculation. I'm just looking at all the things that could happen conceivably.
Yes.
But maybe that's never happened. I don't know. Well, so you're meeting them with a large measure of success. The Border Patrol's cooperation and complimentary attitude toward you certainly speaks to that. Interesting. What more is there to do this month? Is it just really more of the same, just an ongoing monitoring? Are there?
Yes, we have a watch basically every day. Sometimes too, you know, sometimes daytime, sometimes nighttime.
What information could we put out there? You say you might need more help between now and the end of October?
Yes. If anybody wants to join the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, they can go to MinutemanHQ.com.
Minuteman or Minutemen?
Minuteman.
Minuteman.
HQ.com/Texas.
Minuteman. HQ.com/Texas.
Yes, and we, if they want to join up and come down here this month, we'll try to work them into it. We need all the volunteers we can get.
I see. I don't know
if we can cover more ground with more people.
Yeah, I don't know if the Victoria Advocate might have taken that information from you. Were they interested from that newspaper in printing that website in their story? Did they write that down?
Yes, well, they're working on a continuing story called The Deadly Funnel.
Interesting. Well,
and,
Joe, hang on a few more minutes if you can. We got just a few seconds and a break. Stay with us a little longer. We'll be back with Joe McClellan, ladies and gentlemen, here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Returning now to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. We're still talking to Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps and the operations currently going on throughout most of October in Mission, Texas. And he's been giving us some details and insights into how this works and how they cooperate with the Border Patrol of the U.S. and the different things that they sometimes see and have to deal with. And AFP in terms of my own personal visit to the mission operation, we'll be soon covering this. It's nice to see some daily newspapers and conventional media from Texas having covered this and doing some series on this. And it's important that people see this issue as broadly and as much in its entirety as possible. There's lots of things that go into this, lots of dynamics at work, if you will. I also understand we have a caller, and so we'll just work everything in as best we can. And we are coming, I'll mention, to another break at the bottom of the hour, but then we'll go into the last half hour, and after the bottom of the hour, we'll have less interrupted time. So there's a Thomas from Utah on the line. Thomas, are you there? We could at least acknowledge you here.
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. We're going to have a break coming up, but go ahead and chime in here for a moment so we can just get an idea of what you want to talk about. And if it requires more discussion, we'll pick you up after the bottom of the hour. What is it that's on your mind?
Well, I had an incident with a family back in February with a deathly ill child. I went, they called me, and they were 140 miles away, so I had to kind of do a diagnosis over the phone. And then 3 days later, I saw the family and the child as they were up here, and I realized the family had been poisoned. Now, this is a really curious link with the illegal alien issue.
Oh, are you a doctor or?
Well, let's put it this way. I used to work in that field. But when you offend your fellows, they, ostracize you. That's fine.
You used to work where? I'm sorry?
In pathology.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so as I saw this family, saw the child, by the way, the State Department of Child and Family Services had stuck their filthy fingers into the pie, were threatening to take the child away from the family. They were trying to blame the family for this baby's malaise or illness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few more days later, because I was working up at the legislature and, you know, on citizen lobbying on all kinds of issues, including the one you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I went down to the family's unit, their family's home, in San Pete County, Utah, or in Manti, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that this family was living in a manufactured unit, a trailer-type unit.
Okay.
And I discovered that these units are designed with intent in a way that they have the fumes of the furnace coming right back into the unit. In other words, the furnace exhaust is only 3 feet away from a power vent that operates when the furnace is running, bringing fresh air, as they presume, or air from that area right back into the unit. So what's happening, the family was breathing at furnace exhaust as the weather allowed it. Then what was bizarre, as I looked around that community, I saw hundreds of these units. And the interesting thing is many of them are occupied by, you know, normal families. But the majority of the units are owned by ranchers and slaughterhouse operators, low-end industry enterprises. And who do you think they have housed in these units?
I'm going to guess in some cases some illegal aliens.
You got it.
And where in Utah is this? What county?
It's in San Pete County. But this is a problem all over the United States. Unscrupulous businessmen who are the real magnet for these Mexicans trying to find a way to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
They encourage these people to come in. They offer them labor and housing. And the cheapest housing available, of course, is manufactured. That's a trailer house without wheels or trailers.
Right, where you can get fairly comfortable for not too much money, right.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the kicker. All of these units that are manufactured and can be shipped across state lines fall under the jurisdiction of HUD. Hence, no local inspector will ever enter one of these units.
Okay.
In fact, they refuse to because they say these are regulated by the federal government. So there is a sense of, what's that term? When you can hide somebody away, these houses literally provide sanctuary.
A sense of impunity.
Exactly.
Yeah, where they feel they can't be touched.
Exactly.
Let me get this straight, Tom. It's because the manufactured housing is transportable and crosses state lines that it, that's the reason why.
That way, if you're a businessman and you need the cheap labor,
mm-hmm.
You buy these units, set them on your property, and now you have sanctuary.
And just because of the nature of the housing, that they can be moved, that's what makes it so local inspectors can't go in.
That's right. I have more to tell you.
We have a break coming up. Joe, stay with us. We'll go a little longer on this.
We'll be right back. In the meantime, go to gassingamerica.com.
We'll pick that up after the break. Thanks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
We now return to One Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which can be checked out at republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget the Republic Trading Group, precious metals, gold and silver investments. Convert some of that paper money into hard metals. I strongly advise it. Call 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Or go to that same website, republicbroadcasting.org. We've still got Joe McClellan with us, who's been our guest most of this broadcast today, October 14th, and he's with the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. They're doing a month-long mission, just about a month-long, here October 2008 in Mission, Texas, watching the border, the eyes and ears, additional eyes and ears for the U.S. Border Patrol. And we've also got a guest, Thomas from Utah, who's giving us a very interesting insight into what he says are the manufactured housing units set up specifically by unscrupulous businessmen to provide sanctuary for illegal aliens. One more time, Thomas, what county in Utah is that?
The county that that unit is in, where this family that I discovered this issue with, is in San Pete County, Utah. But it's a problem everywhere.
Santa Fe County? How do you spell that?
San Pete, S-A-N-D, SANPETE. I believe it's on the website.
Okay, which website?
GassingAmerica.com.
Gassing America?
Yeah, GASSING America.com.
Mm-hmm. GassingAmerica.com. GASSING America.com.
Front page will lead you to this family's particular story with video and descriptions, graphs, everything showing you the problem with the unit. But the problem that's really interesting, as I opened this issue up, I have been assaulted, I've been abused, I've been threatened, because what I was doing, in fact, was exposing a problem that has caused the death of not just this, the potential death of this family, but the death of even the Mexicans who are living in these, and nobody wants this to be investigated. And beyond that, these units are used by the military, they're used by the Veterans Administration, they're purchased by elderly, the poor, you know, and so I've opened up a Pandora's box, and everybody is willing to suppress it to cover their crime or their extortion of illegal labor. They're willing to kill the children of the innocent. They're willing to kill the veterans to cover this crime, and it just drives me up a wall.
Hmm.
You know, people have no clue. You see, you've heard about the harm done to the Katrina victims. You know, that's the black community that we're willing to sacrifice to cover this extortion of labor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people, they're mad at the Mexicans for coming over. And I say, well, don't be mad at the Mexicans. Be mad at the people who are setting up the enticement. That's unscrupulous businessmen. And they have, you know, they found that these were handy to hide their labor in. And the sad thing, it is the Mexicans themselves that are being victimized in this process. They come into these units. These units are designed egregiously. They harm the infants and the housebound of members of the family. But here's another kicker. When you poison a man through the night and then you put him in a job where he's driving heavy equipment or he's wielding a knife in a slaughterhouse or a chainsaw, you put everybody around him in harm's way. And here's an interesting side effect. When they are injured on the job, do you think they're going to be drugged to a hospital where they have to, where they have to identify themselves with papers? Quite often, the injured worker is forced to deal with the injury, or in the case of his family members, deal with the death rather than be.
Very interesting. Yeah, they don't want to call attention to what's going on. It would seem to me what you're saying, and therefore they're not going to take them to a standard medical facility. They maybe get no help at all.
Yeah, and here's another interesting issue: the medical community has designedly avoided testing for carbon monoxide poisoning. At the same time, so you have all kinds of people being innocently, victimized. They're treated for everything else under the sun, which is far more expensive, so everybody
Find
makes money.
Just a moment. Joe, are you saying something?
I'm sorry, I talked to somebody else. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Tom, just kind of hold it there a minute. Joe, at least in your experience, have you seen much in the way of makeshift housing, prefab homes or mobile homes set up sort of in an unscrupulous manner like this, or is this going on maybe... further away from the border.
I have not seen that myself. There is a lot of manufactured homes here.
Yes.
There's some real poor areas of town. They call them colonias, I believe. There's some real poor areas in this part of Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where you'll find a lot of your Mexican families living.
Yes.
A lot of these units are owned by landlords or businessmen, and they love to have these Mexicans come in. Number one, they can get them into a contract they know they're going to get paid, right? And then if they you know, they can avoid all kinds of entanglements with the government because these are federally regulated units.
And to revisit that point, it's because they're more of a mobile home, in essence. That's how they're able to get into this legal gray zone and get around the local inspectors.
Right. No inspector will enter them.
But then HUD itself won't do anything either.
Oh, HUD right now is freaking out with me because they, you know, the people who are in HUD leadership now, they didn't know that they were inheriting this monster that was gifted to them about 25, 28 years ago.
So this has been going on for 2-3 decades.
Yes. Any trailer or any manufactured home that's newer than 25 years is a problem. The ones that
you
are
mean
really old,
the older ones, they could enter.
Yeah, they would. They didn't have the HUD sticker, the HUD certification on them.
Oh, I see. That's the certification is what really pushes it over the edge.
Exactly.
Now, these abuses you're referring to, I don't want to keep Joe on the back burner too much here. He's been our guest.
No,
today.
And I love him too. He's doing a great job. The Minutemen are wonderful people.
And oftentimes I know they will help the illegal aliens who get into trouble when they try and come over. And there are even illegal aliens I've heard that want to be captured by the Border Patrol because sometimes the coyotes that are brokering their passage are mistreating them to a great degree. Let me ask you this, Tom. Joe, you can chime in too. The abuses you're going on, are they mainly just neglect? Or are they purposely hurting these people? In other words,
well, I think most of it's when these guys bought these units, they bought them in good faith. They didn't intend to kill or injure the occupants. But now that this has been exposed, they are certainly doing everything they can to keep it undercover. The medical people have been making money off of this. You know, that's what really bothers me since I worked in that profession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the hypocritical oath has been violated. But, you know, like I say, right now, for example, this main industry in San Pete County has had to basically shut down because they have had to get rid of 600 employees. That means 600 families that they were housing because I began to open this Pandora's box. So there is a packing industry that's essentially gone belly up simply because I found one American family with a nearly dead child in a unit, and these units were nothing more than the clone of the units that were used for housing all these employees in the slaughter and the livestock industry.
Now, a meat packing company you're saying that went belly up, did that employ regular Americans as well as illegals, or did it employ...
Yes, generally your higher-end labor, you know, your supervisory and your executive levels were American. But, you know, who's going to do the butchering? Who's going to do the filthy cleanup? Who's going to manage the birds? And, you know, in this case it was a turkey operation, but there's cattle industry there too.
Mm.
Who wants to handle the manure and the blood and the guts and all of that? You know, and packing is a very dangerous job anyway.
I mean, no matter who's doing it, right?
Yeah. So who's going to come in there? Americans aren't going to take those jobs anymore, especially when they're only offered minimum wage or less. And see, if you can hire an illegal alien, you can get away with all kinds of fraud in their pay. What do you do with their FICA? What do you do with their income tax? What do you do with their Social Security? Right? What do you do with their workman's comp?
Right. So we have a real catch-22. We want secure borders. We want the rule of law. We want all immigrants from all nations to abide by the same rules. We don't keep them out of our country, but we want them to follow an orderly system of regulation, and yet we also have jobs that few Americans would take. It's a real it's a real pickle for our
IBT
country to be in.
IBT in Nebraska hires illegals. The slaughter industry in Texas hires illegals. They're all over the place.
Hmm.
They're the boys pushing on the government saying, leave us alone.
Right.
But you got to house these people. So now we exposed the problem in the housing. And we are basically killing Mexicans, but we're even killing Americans because we want to hide the problem.
I see. Now, this is posted, as you say, at
GassingAmerica.com.
Gassing, G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com.
And I'm begging everyone's help because the regular media won't even talk to me.
And you, Tom, from Utah, are, would you say, in the forefront of this? Are you sort of a...
Well, I am the one who discovered the problem. This family, in gratitude, they're fighting like the dickens. Right now, they have a court hearing on the 21st of this month, and the judge wants to put them in jail, or the attorney general, the assistant attorney general, wants to put the family in jail for contempt.
And this is a... American or Mexican family?
It's an American family.
Okay.
But by they want to shut this whole thing down because it's going to expose this extortion of Mexican labor.
Interesting. Well, I would invite listeners to check out what's going on. It's Tom saying you can get it at gassingamerica.com. And Tom from Utah, of course, will keep him anonymous.
I'm fine.
Tom, you still there?
Yes, hello.
Joe, you still there?
I can barely hear you.
We're having some technical problems, the trials and tribulations of live radio. Well, Tom, thanks for calling. I'm going to finish out with Joe here and wind it up. But we appreciate your input. We like to look at all angles and see the big picture.
Just remember, if they're going to employ Mexicans, they've got to house them.
Yes, of course, that begs the question of, you know, the whole idea of employing those who are not legally U.S. citizens and just what constitutes legal employment and what doesn't, and all the state and federal laws and even local regulations sometimes that play into it. It can become quite an entanglement, but this is something that, of course, we all should know about because there's all sorts of incentives and lures and traps and snares that are involved in this. But thanks again, Tom, for calling.
So could you hear me okay? Because
I've
got a lot of background noise.
I can hear you now.
Well, Joe, while Tom is still on, is there anything you want to throw in there? We're just about done for today. We got just a few more minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry I stole your time, but this is an issue. It's a grave one, and it's part of the suppression that's being put upon you and your labors.
Well, we don't consider it a theft of time. No, I often get callers that want to expound on an issue, and that's fine. But thanks for calling, and I'll look at this issue in more depth, in the days ahead. But you say there's a court hearing the 21st of this month.
Yes, and I and the family would love every bit of help, every bit of publicity we can get.
Well,
the only way we're going to stop this is to shine the light upon it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Certainly these enticements help fuel the, you know, flow of people, and certainly it's an issue that shouldn't be ignored. Well, thank you, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Joe, have a little less than 10 more minutes or 10 minutes at the most, we can keep you on. If you have to go, that's fine too. How are you doing for time?
Well, one of the main reasons we're here is to draw attention to the problem.
Yes.
And we've had 4 news agencies here so far. We're expecting 3 more or 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lady with the Kyoto News from Japan. We had the local CBS channel, KGBT4, that did a story on it, and I'm pretty sure you can see that online.
KGBT4?
KGBT4.
Right, that's the CBS affiliate. And you say Kyoto, Japan?
they did a story on it a couple of days, about 3 or 4 days ago, and it was on the local news, you know, at 5 o'clock. And I believe you can see it there, you know, probably search for Minutemen or something like that.
And now the Japanese media was that?
There was a freelance photojournalist that works for Kyoto, K-Y-O-T-O News in Japan. And we have a man from the BBC coming sometime later this week.
Goodness, this is impressive.
We've gotten more press coverage this time. Maybe it's the election year, I'm not sure.
Could very well be the economy, the election year.
Because that's we're getting our message out.
Very interesting. Well, Joe, we got just one more short segment after these messages. Please stay with me, and we'll finish up.
Okay.
We've been talking to Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civilian Defense Corps. We'll be right back for final comments. Stay tuned.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And we now return to the conclusion of today's installment of When Worlds Collide here on RBN. And we've been talking with Joe McClellan of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps and their operation this October in Mission, Texas. He's just mentioned very impressively that not just the KGBT4 CBS local affiliate news TV station has been there, but also a freelance photographer from Kyoto, Japan. And even the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, is apparently going to be stopping by, as will American Free Press, the national weekly I write for full-time. and that can be checked out at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS. Always check out our 16 weeks for $17.76 trial subscription. Joe, just in our final words here, you were saying that that's the most media attention, and that's a very good variety of media that you've ever had, correct?
Yes.
And you were surmising it could be the election year. Certainly the economy might play a role. But whatever it is, so far, what has been the attitude of the Victoria reporters, the CBS affiliate, the Japanese, and all that? Have they been giving you a fair shot, do you believe, does it seem?
Yes. In fact, the two men from the Victoria Advocate, they were embedded with us on four nights out in the field on the line. We tried to get them footage of illegal activity, but you just have to be in the right place at the right time. So they never did actually get any illegal activity on film. But they're writing a continuing story called The Deadly Funnel, and I'm sure you're aware of the 18-wheeler that they found all the dead illegals in. That was in Victoria, Texas.
I did hear about that. How long ago was that?
I believe it was a couple of years ago. You know, the truck was found right there in Victoria, Texas. So the article is The Deadly Funnel. How did they get to that point? And when I get through with this month long, I'm going to get online and read that story myself.
I have some relatives up there. I'll have them pick up some copies because they get the paper every day. I'll have them save them, too. Well, this has been very interesting, Joe. I appreciate you being on the show with me, especially at such short notice. But this radio show and American Free Press will be looking at this and looking at the other angles sometimes provided by callers and letters to the editor and people that support our media, and trying to really look at this as broadly and deeply as possible. Let's go with that contact information one more time for the fact that you could use more assistance. I don't mind putting that out there. I believe you said it was Minuteman HQ?
Yes, MinutemanHQ.com.
Minuteman, MANHQ.com/Texas, right?
Right. And there's probably a link there to our Texas State Director. His name is Clark Kirby. If you want to join the Minutemen, you can join up, and they do a background check on everybody.
Of course.
And then they do what they call a vetting. You know, someone will call you and ask you a bunch of questions because we don't want racists down here. You know, we try to purge out that through the vetting process.
Okay, is there a phone number someone can call?
Yeah, it's on the website.
It's on the website. Okay, MinutemanHQ.com/Texas. And there's a phone number there. Anyone that would like to lend their assistance to this group that obviously has a constructive...
Yes, contact Clark Kirby, the Texas State Director.
Texas State Director Clark Kirby. Okay, we've been talking to Joe McClellan, Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Mission, Texas. And AFP will be out there soon to check it out firsthand. And I want to thank everyone for listening and calling in today. And you've been listening to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We'll see you next Tuesday. We stay live every week as much as we can. See you around. It's the same.